Along with Eric Hansen, the Fighting Irish football insider for the South Bend Tribune, I'm Darren Pritchett. We have in our booth right now, Chicago Cubs prospect, outfielder Cole Roederer out of high school in California, was taken number 77 overall last summer. This time, I guess, you're being drafted and getting ready for professional baseball. First, let's say hello to you and good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's cool to be up here.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us. So take us through your mindset going into last summer's draft. I think you probably knew you were going to be taken fairly high. You had UCLA that was basically in your back pocket. You could go there to play college. What was your thought process like going into the draft, and did it change at all once the Cubs took you?
It was actually completely opposite of what you actually think. So my senior year, I separated my shoulder, and I didn't play most of my senior year. I only played a handful of games. So at that point, I thought my pro career chances were kind of, you know, down the drain. And then coming towards the draft, my last-ditch effort was to have a workout with as many teams as I could invite and as I would show up, just to show them I was healthy and I was ready to make the jump. And, you know, luckily on draft day, I put in enough work and it actually came true. I didn't have to go to college. After the draft, when I got picked up, it was full go from there. I was ready.
Cole, which was it, your throwing shoulder you separated, and how did you do it?
It was actually my non-throwing shoulder. Okay. And we had just finished practice that day. We were watching a softball game right across the street from our field, is our high school, and one of my buddies was messing around and ended up, you know, kind of grabbed my leg and ended up falling on me. And I literally just came down, shoulder popped out of place. I just remember, like, it popping, me getting up and going, there's no way this is happening to me right now.
Are you guys still friends?
Actually, he was actually a junior at the time, and he would not come around me. He wouldn't look me in the eye. He, like, from then on, he, like, cut off communication.
You know, Cole, there's only a very, very small percentage of people that played baseball in high school get into a situation where you have college teams interested in you, but also professional baseball is very interested in you. I'm just wondering, what is the process like to commit to a university like UCLA, and they, of course, deal with this all the time, but also knowing that professional baseball is a possibility? How do you handle a situation like that?
Well, for me, fortunately, I committed to UCLA very early. I committed there actually before I played a varsity game in high school. I was like,
wow.
I had just turned 16.
Really?
And it was my dream school since I was a kid. And it was me and my dad's favorite thing to do was go to UCLA baseball games. And, you know, luckily I did very well my freshman year and they offered me, and I thought it was, you know, the right amount to take. So I was lucky enough to then where I wasn't going to my junior year, senior year, kind of stressing about colleges. I could really just, you know, hone in on my craft and kind of just try to smooth myself out anywhere I could. So when the draft came around and I had teams looking at me, it was like, it just was so surreal. I had, you know, my life said if this didn't work out, I had a college to go to. And, you know, I let fate take over.
You're from California, Santa Clarita, right?
Yes.
And then you played in Arizona last year, and then you come and start the season in this weird climate. I'm wondering what that was like for you.
I'm going to be honest. It was rough.
Okay.
It was rough. Like, I'm from California. We don't get that kind of cold. You know, I'm playing in 30 degrees with wind chill, and, you know, the closest I think I got down to in California was maybe 50, 40 maybe.
Uh-huh.
So coming out here, and especially using wood bat,
yeah.
Like, if you cap one off, the first pitch of your bat, if you cap one off, you're not feeling your hands the rest of the bat. Like, you're not feeling it at all. So I think just learning to adjust with that and definitely staying by a heater as much as I could when I come in the dugout, I think that's what got me through the cold months.
That's what Darren does.
That's right. That's right.
No, you really need to. Like, without it, you feel like you don't want to move.
Yeah.
No question. So just to backpedal, we're talking to Cole Roederer, South Bend Cubs outfielder. How difficult was the decision to go pro and knowing that's the place you always wanted to go, UCLA? Was that something you had to take a long time to think about, or was it a quick decision?
It was definitely something that me and my parents and my advisor at the time, who's now my agent, it was just long, long conversations at the dinner table. And I swear we talked about it for a year straight. That was the only thing we talked about, nothing else. But, you know, I set a number for myself, and, you know, I promised myself if they reach that number, then You know, it was the right time for me to go play professional baseball instead of choose college ball. I wasn't settling for anything lower than that. It was either that or I'm going to college. So when they offered me and it was, you know, the number I had, it was a no-brainer.
And now as you sit here today, still made the right decision? Love it?
I love my life. I couldn't imagine going to school and, you know, doing that grind and just doing everything over again.
And, you know, you take a look, he's doing this now, doing what he loves, and the team that he passed on, UCLA, is number one in the country right now.
I'm going to be honest, our team, so before I even signed to the Cubs, I knew that class was going to be absolutely just amazing. Like, that class was so good, like, because we played together for a long time, like, in Jupiter and Arizona, like, it was,
oh, wow.
Like, it was a lot of those commits that were on the same team, and we absolutely just ran through so many teams.
Okay, so we'll let you play analyst for a second. The Chicago Cubs selected Chase Strumpf, second baseman out of UCLA, with the 64th pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft. And he was on deck, apparently, when he got drafted and hit a three-run home run to celebrate. So what can you tell us about Chase? Probably a guy that'll be in South Bend next year.
He is a, like, he's a down-to-earth dude. He likes to work. He likes to grind. He was actually one of the two guys that took me on my official visit when I got there. I had him, and then I had another dude from UCLA that was another outfielder, and they kind of showed me around and, you know, took me under their wing, and, you know, just talking to him and kind of, you know, watching how he works, yeah, you could definitely tell that he's ready for anything that's thrown at him. So I think that was an amazing pick by us, and I think he's going to do very well.
For those fans that don't know the nature of your injury that landed you on the injured list, what did you do, and are you going to be able to come off when you're eligible?
So I actually was stretching a single to a double, ended up sliding and overstretching my hamstring and ended up straining it. I will be back very, very soon. As soon as I'm eligible, I'm go, go, go.
Okay.
Cole Roeder, our guest, South Bend Cub outfielder. So a really interesting situation when you take a look at the individuals that put together prospect lists, and we'll use MLB Pipeline for the nature of this conversation. You and Brennan Davis are the two highest-ranked prospects of outfielders in the Cubs system, both in South Bend. Brennan got here about 10 days ago, and he's been on base in all 10 games, so he's off to a fantastic start. You guys were selected 15 selections apart. Has there been a bond right away between you two? Do you push you two or push yourselves along? Talk about the relationship you have built with Brennan since you guys have been drafted.
So me and Brennan, when I first met Brennan, he was not like how he is now at all.
Really?
He was, you know, very, you know, closed off, and, you know, he was a good kid, but, like, he was kind of sheltered for himself. He didn't, you know, he didn't break out of his shell. He's very social, but, like, wouldn't go, you know, up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So me and another high school guy, Cole Franklin, hung out with Brennan, bonded with Brennan, and actually lived together in Arizona. So I can honestly say that me and Brennan nowadays are, I consider him family. He's you know, he's that guy that we got drafted at the same time. You know, we played together last season, we played together this season, and I actually called him when, you know, we had it out, when Nelson went down. I was like, hey man, have you heard anything? So he actually, like, he's like, hold on, I can't hear you. So he walks aside, me and him, you know, like, getting hyped up like little girls on the phone that he's coming up here. And you know, so I was really excited when, you know, I heard that he was coming up, and I think that me and him definitely could be the future of this organization. And, you know, the way we push each other and the way, you know, we work and the way we do things, I definitely sure. think we have a future.
You are so busy with your own schedule, but do you ever have a chance to watch a Cub game and kind of follow their outfielders and see what those guys are doing?
I did a lot. Recently, not as much, just because, you know, like, right now I'm going home, going to bed. Like,
yeah.
I'm knocking out as soon as I get, you know, right as I touch my pillow. But I did, like, last season, I watched them a lot. I always had the game on. And if we have time to watch the game before we actually play, it's always on. And I'm always sitting there right in the chair just watching everything. So I definitely recognize the way they play and their play style. And, you know, it's definitely that I can definitely fit into.
So, Cole, when you think about being a professional baseball player now, you mentioned the weather was a challenge early on. What has been the biggest adjustment for you being on your own? I know your family has been here a couple of times, had a chance to visit with your mom and dad. But what has been the biggest challenge for you being on your own, being a professional baseball player now 24/7, 365 days a year?
I definitely say the mental side of things. You know, this game is so extremely mental, and it's so tough. You know, if you go 3 out of 10, you're a Hall of Famer. You got to fail seven out of those 10 times, and you got to be able to get up in the morning and forget about it and move on to the next day. And that's something that last season it was tough because, you know, my whole life I've done extremely well, and I had to struggle last season, and I struggled this season. But it was the ability to, you know that, okay, tomorrow's going to be a better day, and tomorrow I'm going to get, you know, this done, and I'm going to be better as a person, I'm going to be better all around as a player. So I think just, you know, playing every day nonstop and just keep going, I think that, you know, adjusting to that was definitely hard. And just definitely mentally, it was just some days you feel like you're on the bottom of the barrel, and sometimes you feel like you're on cloud nine, you're never going to fall. So I think it was just the ability to manage all that.
Keeping it level.
Exactly.
Not too high, not too low.
What's maybe the biggest difference between the pitchers you see here and the ones you faced at the Arizona League?
They can spot up more.
Okay.
Definitely spotting up. Like Arizona, you know, you'd cope against a guy that throws 99, 97 like these dudes, and then first pitch would be right over your head, just buzz your light tower, and you're like, all right, so I'm really going to have to step in again and try not to get hit in the face. Right. Whereas these guys have a little more run, a little more cut, a little more depth, and they spot up a lot more pitches.
Now, this may take a second here for Cole to tell this story, but I really want him to share it because I just think this is an amazing story. Spring training, you get the chance to dress with the Chicago Cubs. Now, you tell mom and dad, who are probably close enough they could drive to the game if they wanted to. So kind of pick up the story from there. Did mom and dad want to come, and what did you tell them, and what happened once you got in the game?
So I thought my mom was actually going to fight me after this happened. So I got the email saying I was on the, you know, the roster to fill in. And, you know, I had talked to the other guys, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, sometimes you don't even play. So I was like, okay, they're just going to take me up there, and I'm going to watch the game, kind of get the feel of the guys and, you know, the play style and all that stuff.
It's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, which I was completely okay with. I was okay with not even getting in. Just hanging out with them was just amazing. So I told my mom and dad, and they were like, okay, we're gonna get a flight right now, because my dad flies so much to work. They fly for free all the time. Okay, we're going to get a flight right now. I was like, no. Like, mom and dad, I'm probably not going to play. I'm probably just going to sit the bench, and I'm just going to hang out the whole game. And then I come in Ian Happ's spot in center, and I remember going, oh, my mama's going to kill me. Because I'm actually out here on the field, and I actually saw, luckily, Michael Montgomery went to my high school, so his dad, Dave, I said hello to him first, so he was sending pictures of my mom and sending her updates.
Awesome.
So she didn't want to fully kill me, but she wasn't happy, so when I got up to bat, and I didn't think I was going to even get in a bat. You know, I forgot a helmet. That was the good part. I had to go get one. There was like, luckily I was the only one that forgot one, so I didn't feel as bad. But I forgot one, so I had to go run down the tunnel and get one out of the bag and come up. I should have taken that helmet because that one's good luck. But yeah, I put on a helmet, went out there, and they brought a dude in that's throwing, like, he's sitting like high sevens, like 97, 98, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get embarrassed. Like, I'm just like, I've never played in front of that many people. So I get up there, and the only thing in myself is, all right, just if you can get your hands to the ball, it's gonna take off. Don't worry about doing too much, just be handsy, just get it there. So the first one, high heat right at my mouth, and I was like, all right, I think I blinked because that one went right past me. I'm like, okay. So, like, I think that, like, it woke me up. It really did, because it was, like, my adrenaline started pumping and everything kind of just started moving slower because I was, you know, I was so in the moment. And then I couldn't tell you where the pitch was, what the pitch was. I just remember running around first base. It was weird. It's happened a few times here, too. Like, I just fully blacked out, couldn't remember anything. All I remember is going around first base, looking at the ball and going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like the whole way around. And then I get to second, and everything changed to go, okay, just whatever you do, do not trip. Like, don't trip. I'm never going to hear the end of it if I trip or something like that. So,
and we should tell you hit a home run.
Yeah,
I did. In your first spring training, get back with the Cubs. Wow.
Yeah, I did hit it out to straight center. The ball's crushed, too. I watched the video probably a million times.
Who was it off of?
I forget who it was, but it was off of, like, one of the top AAA guys. So I was like, oh my gosh.
And so when you call mom.
My mom screamed.
are you kidding me? Like, you're really, like, we could have been there. You did that. I'm so proud of you, but I hate you at the same time. Like, she's just, she was, like, so mixed of emotion because she's, like, she's upset because, like, she want, like, that would have been amazing to see.
Sure.
But at the same time, she's so proud of her son. She's, like, she's crying on the phone. My dad's, like, screaming in the background. Like, it was, like, a full-on ordeal. I remember my sister even called me and my brother called me and they were like, they're screaming on the phone. I was losing some hearing at the end of the day. My family's just screaming in my ear. Like, my grandma even, like, started screaming at me, like, oh my God. I'm like, all right, I gotta turn this down. Like, you guys are all being so loud.
So, Cole, what was the reaction in the dugout? Were there many of the regular Cubs still there?
There was a few of them. I remember Chatwood was one of the first guys I saw when I came back in, and to my surprise, they were screaming. They were so hyped up. Like, I was like, it was easily the greatest moment of my life.
How cool.
I saw an article where you were quoted as saying, I don't want to be in South Bend forever, and I don't blame you because the next stop is Myrtle Beach. what do you feel like you need to show here to keep making those steps?
I think I've proved myself defensively. I think that I just need to get more consistent at the plate. You know, it's not like I'm overmatched by any means or I'm getting beat here, this and that. I've been crushing balls. I've just been hitting to two people. Mm-hmm. I think with the changes we're trying to make and the work we're trying to do on the field right now, in the cages and after practice, I think that's something that's, when I come back, it's going to separate myself. So right before I got hurt, I was starting to pick it back up. I had like four hits in two games. I was, you know, starting to, you know, get back to where I was. So I think when we get back, I think we're going to, it'll take me a few days, but I think we're going to get back to where we should be.
Cole, final question for you. Growing up in California, Dodger fan, who were the posters you had on the wall? Who were the guys that you looked up to a little bit from professional baseball?
Ah, man, that's tough. I mean,
were you a Puig guy?
I was not a Puig guy. I was not
you either are or you're not. There's no in between.
I'm a huge Bellinger guy.
Oh.
Massive Bellinger guy. That's who I want to be when I grow up. Like, I can actually say that. He's still my favorite player. That dude's unbelievable.
Do you like Trout?
I love Trout. Trout is
amazing.
Trout's, you can't be Trout.
Yeah.
There's never gonna be another Trout. Like, he's on his own. He's on his own planet with what he's doing. that guy's a special breed. But yeah, if I can say my favorite player, like, growing up or anything like that, would be actually, like, I love Josh Hamilton. I really did.
He's great.
He was one of my favorite people to watch when he was in his prime. That dude was gross. Like, that dude was amazing at what he did.
No doubt.
So he was. If I could say anyone back then, it'd probably be Josh Hamilton.
Very good. Cole, good to have you with us here. Joining us on WSBT Radio, we've got Cubs baseball tonight at 7:05. And hopefully over the next couple of days, we'll be talking about you back in the lineup, hitting second for the South Bend Cubs on a very deep roster. I don't know what we're going to do when all these guys get back healthy, because there are about 28 guys that deserve to be on the roster right now, but we can only have 25 active. But we look forward to having you back. And again, great to have you on the program. It's been great to meet your mom and dad when they come. And we wish you good luck as your South Bend Cubs career continues to unfold, and more importantly, your Chicago Cubs career.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Cole Roederer, South Bend Cubs, 19-year-old outfielder.